Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme on VOB 92.9 FM. It's time for us to say good evening to the entire team, led by Sluggy, Sluggy Dan. Welcome, Sluggy, to VOB 92.9 FM, another Super Saturday with a packed program.
Yes, blessings, my brother, blessings. Today we have a great show, a lot of young people I'm extremely proud of. And we have a gentleman, I've not heard him a lot on radio, Ronnie, but I'm sure that when we speak to him, especially our generation, bro, and everyone else, we would say, oh, he's from there. Some classic tunes, some classic performances on CBC, some classic appearances in folk and many other things. So I'm so pleased to have him today. And of course, he was an educator on DVDU, so we speak to him soon as well. We have a youngster, Kaimani. I'm not sure if Kaimani is in as yet, but we're supposed to have a performance by Kaimani. So we're waiting upon Kaimani to come. We have another young man who I'm very proud of, Adrian and myself. Ben, Adrian and I speak about NTA and the courses they offer and the citizenship course and so on. I'm speaking about Star Bajan, Adrian. I'm sure you would be extremely pleased to speak to this young man. He's someone I'm very, very proud of. He's studied here, did well, went overseas, did extremely well, and he remains humble. And, you know, normally we feature the singers and the superstars. But remember our first show, Adrian, we were speaking about featuring other young persons who might not necessarily be a person in front of the mic with a microphone singing or dancing, but might be an outstanding person and contributor to our society. And I think it's very good that we can have a show like this on Starcom, which we could feature such persons. So I want to first say a good evening. He might not consider himself this, but let me just say it. Good evening, Mr. Rudolph Sandiford. I really want to thank you for coming to Bajan and Rhyme. I'll start with you first, start with the elders first. Barbados, Rudolph Sandiford is from Single Barbados. Adrian, I know you will enjoy this. We're talking about culture and folk. He's a gentleman from Single Barbados. He's also from the Ellerslie Folk Chorale. And many other things, you know, folk music is his thing, but he's also an educator, our teacher. So I just want to welcome Rudolph Sandiford to the show. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for coming on. I hope Ronnie got some Single Barbados and Ellerslie Folk Chorale load up somewhere that throughout the show we could take a listen for all time and really listen to Mr. Sandiford and the group that he was with, or the groups he was with. And I just want to thank you for coming on this evening, Bajan Rhythm and Rhyme. I want to thank this young man. That's Rudolph. Good evening, Rudolph. You're on.
Yes, good evening. I'm here.
How are you? How are you?
I'm good.
You're good.
I'm good, yes. Sluggy.
Listen to me, bro. Listen to me. It is so good to have you and speak to you. Like, I don't think you really, really understand what a pleasure is for a person like me. Like, things like this don't happen to people like me, bro. And it feels so privileged, and it being real with you. I feel so privileged to speak to a person like you. Remember, as a child, I taught a child in primary school, looking at Single Barbados, looking at Ellerslie Folk Chorale and the songs and how you all were so happy and the smiles on your faces. I remember telling my grandmother, I would love to do music and be happy like that. I would love to do music and be smiling like that. Look at all of them, though. That is the thing that no, being real. And I can't believe that we live in such a time that a smile is so precious that you're hardly seeing smiles. I can't believe that time is now. But if you study how things was going, bro, so seeing a bunch of people on television performing live and everyone smiling, Mr. Sandiford, that is a rare sight these days.
Sluggy?
Yes, Sluggy. Please. Yes, please.
I want to thank and pass my blessings to you, because I appreciate the respect and everything that you're passing on. Because nowadays, it seems as though we are not getting that kind of thing. The young people seem not to know us. And for a young man like you, to meet me and recognize me was just good, just fantastic. So thanks a lot for the appreciation, man. Thanks a lot for the big upness, if that is a word.
Yes. No, listen, and Adrian can tell you, because we love culture. Listen, these groups that you all were in, like Sing Up Barbados, As You Fought Corral, then we could go into acting and speak about Beijing Bus Stop, Pan Palam. You know, we could go on and on. These things, people my age, people in 30s and 40s, people my age, bro. When we see it all, this is like our culture, this is like our community, but it is fun. That is the part that hooked me as a young person. I always like, it was culture, but it was fun. It didn't seem like something lesser than, because you know, oftentimes when we speak about our culture and supporting Barbadian and 100% Bajan and so on, we always think that it's inferior and outside, it is outside is, you know, more superior to us. But for me, that was never so. When I saw it all, bro, like I was seeing, like, it always stars to me. And like you said, you don't hear it a lot, but you know, through me, one thing I don't hide about me, that I'm Rastafari, and we deal with the living. So I don't care about when people dead, bigging them up. That's not me. Not saying to not do it because they understand it. I understand it, but like, anybody know me could tell you, this is all me. Even the same young Shakira who get introduced, just know, could tell you. Ronnie could tell you. Like, Adrian could tell you. I just do this here all the time. That is make sure that I tell people that you listen, Mr. Sandy Ford, I love you. I love what you do. I really appreciate people like you. I appreciate people like you still being in our community. Still, I still see you in our community talking to people. I still treat you, trying to offer a word of advice to people. I see you doing that still. And I know it's things that goes unnoticed, but you could guarantee when it comes to Beijing rhythm and rhyme, I can't let things like that pass. And I must be honest too, I remember we doing a show and Ronnie was speaking about, you know, children that might be interested in engineering. And then we was talking about choirs another time, and Ronnie was saying, how about all these different folk chorales, you know, punka, and not punka, sorry, like mystic and yourself. And yes, my boy punka and other folk groups that you don't hear these people getting big up. You don't hear these people getting the spotlight at all. It's like, I can't remember in the last 10 years, any folk group, folk person, you know, getting some real accolades. And for me, that's Barbadian culture. So that's Barbadian that culture. So and I am not waiting till you all go, bro. And I may not remember all, and I can't get all to eat Saturday, but I'm going to keep saying this on air. You can rest assured, as much as you all I can fit in on our Saturday show with Ronnie Clark and I, you guarantee once it asks, Ronnie is never a problem. That we love Ronnie too. Ronnie, no problem, Stuggy. You know what I mean? How about so and so? You understand? So that we love about Starcom, VOB, and 92.9. We don't wait until those things come because we're creating Star Beijing now. So, bro, I'm taking long because you deserve all of this. Don't think that you don't deserve it. Don't think because you might not be in calypso competitions or basketball soccer competitions and you singing folk music for the last 30, 40, or 50 years. Don't think because you're in front of people competing for anything that you're not appreciated, Mr. Sandiford, you, LG Folk Corral, Sing Up Barbados, you know, my boy Mystic, all of you all. We at Starcom love you all to the max. So thanks a lot for being who you are.
Thank you, Ron. Thank you, Sluggy. But because I was going to be talking about Sing Up Barbados, I cleared it with Mystic. He is the director.
Bang. Of that's the boss. Barbados. Love him.
So he might
love him. Love him, buddy.
He might be listening in at the moment, because I sent him the poster and I made him aware of the fact that I'm going to be here.
Oh no, listen to me, right? You see, Mystic is gonna have a whole show by himself. People don't know this, and I'm not saying this a lot, but when I was thinking about stopping from singing as a youngster, Randy Eastman, my brethren, take me to that man, Mystic. I didn't know him, he didn't know me. Ronnie said, listen, Mystic, be putting in our group. Randy said, you put in our group, you want to sing with us. All right. Randy ended up leaving the group. I replaced Randy in the group, and this fella named Butcher from Combermere introduced me to Mystic. When here we tell Mr. Sandiford, I was stopping from singing, yeah. Introducing the Mystic.
I'm listening.
Mystic took me under his wing with a group. Carried me to every single hotel all over Barbados and be singing in the group. And you see, from there, I was hooked. He don't even know this. And this is how we think. You understand? So Mystic can do it. So I'm so glad you spoke to him first. But Mystic, he's not speaking for you today. You have to come on Bathing Rhythm and Rhyme yourself and speak with us.
Yeah. I appreciate it, man.
Yes. No. But, no. Go ahead. Go ahead, buddy.
Just a minute.
Take your time. Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I am still active, you know, Sluggy. I am for one, just say out and finish. But wait, for on. Two.
Hold on, you feel, but why you tell me that you said that you feel that you're telling these things because you are not active?
I'm telling you these things
while you are still active. When you are active and you want to tell these things, I tell you now that you're young, strong, still singing, still walking, but still driving. Right. You still could come and talk to me. You still feel good and healthy today. I'm telling you it now.
Right. Listen, in my spare time, when the schools are in session, I go to St. Stephen's, and I work with the St. Stephen's School and do anything anything that needs doing. And that includes teaching somebody, doing folk music with somebody.
Wait, hold on. You retired, right?
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. So you still?
No, and that's volunteer. I don't take that's volunteer. That's my blessings.
Oh my God, bless
that's,
you.
That's
God
my blessings.
Bless you. God bless you. Retired, and still working and helping. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let me introduce you all now to a young man, sir, because you know you will want to hear about this young man. No,
right. Okay.
This young man's name is Shakir Blackett. He is a young man who's studying overseas. I will let him tell you all where he's studying and his experiences soon. But let me say, I met him probably a decade ago or a little longer. And he's always a very humble young man, but he's overseas, running, flying the Bathing Fly, he has always, but he's an aeronautical engineer. And he's a Barbadian now. I've heard. Someone told me, you know, mommy can tell me all your secrets, that you get a summa cum laude, if that's the term, if that's true, secure. And if I'm not mistaken, that means that like you graduate at the top of your class, first class under the top of your class. Is that true? Are you airing your business on radio?
It's called a cum laude.
Yes.
It's basically the equivalent of graduating with honors.
Jesus,
in my field.
You know you play, you're saying it quiet. I know you play, you're saying it quiet, right? I know you play, you're saying it real nice and quiet, but you know how it is with me. Listen, congratulations on behalf of all of us. Congratulations representing us. Which school is this, may I ask?
So my major currently is aeronautical engineering, studying at Bowling Green State University. Graduated in May, just gone. Can you hear me? Can you guys
sorry.
Hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, buddy. I can hear you. Go ahead, bro.
So just a little bit about my experience. I would say that, you know, this has been such a wonderful experience. Traveling overseas, seeing different cultures, meeting and networking with so many different people. And I'm truly grateful and thankful for the opportunity. I always say to, you know, live with God first in all things. And I definitely have God to thank for you know, this is such a privilege and a blessing to be able to travel overseas and study.
Yes, and that we love about you, always giving God thanks. You have to give the most of thanks for sure. No, I ain't finished with you yet.
Mm-hmm.
I got pictures from every saints. With you, and you were the only Black person, and I saw you receiving praises. This wasn't graduation, by the way. So let me take my time and explain. This wasn't graduation. The pictures that I saw, if you receiving some praise, it had to be something that you won, because you saw a graduation picture separate, then I saw you receiving editing separately. Can you speak about some of the things that you won right overseas and how was that experience? Because for me, although you know you all my life, right? Although you know you long, Shakira, right? I can be honest with you. I don't know anything about aeronautical engineering. One thing I know for sure is a competitive field. It seems to be a field where everyone in that particular field is trying to be the most in that particular field. And I know how that goes. So for you, a black man is here receiving all these praises, a black young boy, because you're still young, you know, 20 little, you're still a baby. For a young black boy going overseas to these places, studying, and then winning these praises, can you tell us what the prize was? Can you tell us what the prize was and what is the name of the prize, sorry, and how do you come to winning this? And I'm sure Adrian, my buddy Adrian, the one, answered some questions as well. So that ain't a problem, Adrian. Just let us know what was the prize and how did you come to winning something like this, buddy? And again, congratulations.
Well, thank you so much. Essentially what it was is our university has a program it's mainly for business students who are pursuing ideas in entrepreneurship. And I saw it as an opportunity to, you know, try to share an idea that I would have had. And I entered the idea with something called Touch Color, where Touch Color essentially is a series of technologies that helps visually impaired individuals distinguish the color and patterns in their clothing. So this is something that I've always had on my mind. You know, how imagining how difficult it would be for visually impaired people.
Hold on. I know you're very secure, and let me slow you down. You said to help visually impaired people do what? This is brilliant, by the way. To help visually impaired people do what?
So to help visually impaired people distinguish the colors and patterns in their clothing.
Brilliant. Go ahead. So, brilliant. Go ahead.
You know, I've always thought how difficult it would be for, you know, people who are colorblind or visually impaired to get dressed every morning, picking out clothes, you know, people in professional fields who have to go to work every day, you know, this is a struggle for them. So this is, you know, my way of trying to help them. I entered, it's like a Shark Tank, like, I don't know if you've seen the show on television, Shark Tank.
Yes, it did. I'm sure all of us did. Yeah.
So the concept is very similar, where you pitch your idea to a team of investors, and if they like your idea, they invest in it. So I was blessed enough to win some prize money, and in exchange for, you know, equity ownership in the idea. So that's a little bit about
the photo that you would have seen. That's great. Right. Where is this? May I ask, where is this based?
So this is in Bowling Green, Ohio.
Nice, boy. And so was it that you was the only black person, or that it was few black persons? Or it just happened that you took a picture with only the only black person in the picture?
I was the only black person in the competition.
Real? It's real? For real? Yes. You're the only black person?
Well, the demographic in Ohio is majority, predominantly a Caucasian, so.
Okay.
But yeah, I was the only black person of color in the competition.
Whoa, nice. As a Caribbean young gentleman, you gone off to a bit. Let me stop. Sorry. Adrian, come in, Adrian, because Adrian has some questions for you too. And everybody knowing Barbara that I love Adrian's mind. So I love when Adrian started to pick people's brains. So you can come in, Adrian. I saw you posting questions, but you can ask the questions out loud, buddy.
No problem. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening, my brother.
First off, let me say to Mr. Sandiford, you and your choir, your groups, your four chorales helped to shape the identity and the character of Barbados.
Preach.
For generations to come.
Preach.
And the honor and the accolades that Sluggy gave you are pale in comparison to what you really deserve. Sing Up Barbados, LSV Folk Chorale, and all the others. There are generations of Barbados who grew up on those groups and whose sense of themselves as Barbadians rest on those performances we would have seen on CBC Channel 8 at the folk concerts and all over.
Well, go to folk concerts, boy.
Hats off to you and the work you have done, and as we understand, are still doing, because this is a man who don't only do it for the screen, he's doing it in the community and on the ground too. So big up, Mr. Rudolph Sandiford.
Thank you Shakir. Very much. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shakir, yeah. You're moving real fast. You're moving real fast.
I'm telling you, too much brilliance to quit, Adrian. I agree. Go ahead, buddy.
I'm trying to keep up.
And listen, so, man, this he got a scooter business too, you know. He got a scooter business overseas, So that all, you know, just train down there, Adrian, so you could pick at the brain, because they want you to speak about what Auntie are you doing? I can help people that might got dreams like his. And I just let you know before you go on, before he slide out, before he keep quiet, he have a scooter business as well. Go ahead.
So you left Barbados to study overseas, to study aeronautical engineering. At some point in the conversation, you got to explain to some of us what exactly is aeronautical engineering and how a young man from Barbados became interested in it. But along the way, I just learned you left here to study aeronautical engineering. Along the way, you started a scooter business and you have gained some kind of financing for an idea to help visually impaired people sort and choose color code their clothing. Yeah. Does this seem amazing to you, or for you is just like another day in the life of Shakir Blackett?
Great question, B.
I would just say, you know, I was given, you know, a gift of problem solving. That's what I like to do. So that's really what engineering is in a general sense. You're really just problem solving, you know, solving problems that people have in the world, regardless of subject matter. Aeronautical engineering, it deals with the manufacturing, designing, and the study of aircraft parts, aircraft design, aeronautics, aerodynamics, building, you know, engines and that kind of stuff. So it's around the anatomy of the aircraft.
Anything to do with aircraft, things that fly.
Yes, sir.
You specialize in a particular, or you intend to specialize in a particular aspect of aeronautical engineering?
No, I study the general subject in a sense. So everything that has to do with that can fly, basically.
Mr. Green.
That's what I studied for Mr. engineering.
Green. Yes, Sluggy.
This young man fly planes as well. I don't want to talk to her, but this youngster also flies planes. I understand he may not have his commercial license yet. He's on his way to getting it. But this young man, Mr. Green, also flies aeroplanes. I gone.
Where did this come from, Shakir? This passion?
I would say that it definitely stems from, you know, my mom. You know, she has been a pillar in my life. Definitely, she has, you know, the life lessons that she has taught me growing up, I would say are invaluable. And my mom is really my strength, you know. So that's how I feel like.
Bang. That's how I feel. Big up Miss Caroline Lashley.
Yes.
Big up Caroline Lashley. Called out your name on air because when women in our society raise kings like this, I think you must be saluted, and it make no apologies by calling your name, ma'am, Miss Caroline Lashley, and great job in raising such a fun young man, you know. I know it couldn't have been easy. I've had many children. Sorry for calling on the children, Shakira. I've got many young people, but you know, obviously no one has children from children, but I got many young people who went overseas, and they could tell you, Shakira, you're making it so easy, right, Adrian? But every story get right along the way, there's so much trials. I mean, I've had 3 children, Adrian, and this was Mr. Sandy Furtu, because he's an educator as well. Listen to this. I've had 3 children of late that was studying, even got scholarships, and it was still tremendous problem. They don't 3 on scholarships. Money might come late. School might not be always understanding. Might get a scholarship, but still, it might not cover food. Your mother might be a normal mother working in the office here or something. Like, so much stories like this. So I know, Shakira, it couldn't have been easy. I just want...
No, I definitely agree.
Go ahead, buddy.
In no way was this easy. In no way, you know, it was very difficult. I did have, you know, trials. I did have things to overcome. It wasn't easy.
So big up mommy for sure. Big up mommy for sure, boy.
Definitely. Yeah.
Yes, but so Adrian's asking you where it comes from. So continually, you're saying the morals and so on your mother instilling you, which is most Black mothers in the Caribbean, anyhow. But something about you different and special. So besides now, mommy instilling these morals, what else ignite this? And you could continue asking the questions as well, Adrian. I'm just want to ask him what else ignite this quiet passion, because all these things that you're doing, you're a pilot, you have you created something where visually impaired people could tell the colors of clothing. That are 2 different things. Then you have a scooter business. There's 3 things besides the pilot: have a scooter business and a business that can help visually impaired people. And besides that, you still know how to fly planes. You are still a pilot. So where else did this quiet passion come from, boy? Because it's outstanding for a young man, and being real.
Yeah, these are things that, you know, growing up, I always wanted to, you know, fly aircraft. I've always been interested in technology that is above us. So that's where it definitely stems from. I would say as well, you know, you go into the world and you look around and you see things that, you know, possibly you can make better, or, you know, things that can help people. And I always say, like, the best ideas are ideas that, you know, help people and change their lives for the better. So that's really where the passion comes from. As nice. I mentioned, problem solving and engineering, and it all goes hand in hand, really.
Can I say something?
Of course, buddy. Of course. Yes, sir. Of course.
Young man, you make me feel extremely good. I'm going to tell you why. I was looking around in Barbados. I was beginning to say that I don't belong down here anymore. That things are so much different, you know. But you remind me of when we were growing up, the kind of enthusiasm we had, the kind of drive that we had. And you just brought me back to Barbados. Thank you very, 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 very much. You just brought me back to the young Barbados that I knew. Thank you so much, son. Thank you.
I appreciate that, Mr. Sandiford. Thank you so much.
No, that's nice.
Mr. Sandiford, I want you to go a little deeper.
Yes. You can't stop there, Adrian. I agree.
You started something just now. You said that he reminded you of the kind of attitude or enthusiasm
that he once saw in Barbados.
Woo! Yes.
On that tip, please.
I grew up in a Barbados where every young man wanted to be something. When things were humble, we didn't have a lot, but we were polite. We were taught to be polite. It was so much different. I don't want to sound like a state record, because all the old people say these things. But there were no guns, no anything like that. You know, we were just together, and everybody had ambition to be somebody. all of us were poor, and it was like that everybody wanted better, wanted to be a genius in some form or fashion. Who didn't want to be a good singer, wanted to be a good actor, good something else. And Adrian, we were together in the folk concert, and you don't know how much I appreciate your work and like your work. You are another person. You are one of the people in Barbados that, as a young man, I look up to and I appreciate what you do and how you do it. Okay, and it was a pleasure working with you in the folk concert.
You don't know how you make me feel saying so, Mr. Sanford. You bring tears to my eyes, because I kid you not. And Sluggy said it better than I could say it, in terms of how many of us would have grown up watching you. And you in particular, the energy that you brought to all of those performances, you could not help but notice you and feel it through the screen. So for you to impact me the way you did, and then to hear you say that you look up to me and you appreciate my work, brings tears to my eyes, Mr. Sanders. Thank you so much.
I went to a school called the Morden High School, and our my mother as well. My headmaster, Mr. Louis Lynch, instilled in us that if you're not going to do something to the best of your ability, don't do it. Do it as good as you can, or don't do it. And you do things to the best of your ability. And that is why I appreciate you. I appreciate people that do things outside of the box and as good as they can do it.
Thank
yes.
you, Ange.
Yes, I agree. Go ahead, Adrian.
You know, Sluggy, you know, I hear, and in my capacity representing the NTI, yes. National Transformation Initiative, and yes. that attitude of excellence and integrity.
Speak on it, buddy.
Is one of the core tenets that the National Transformation Initiative seeks to find and to develop in Barbadians, who we call Star Bajans.
Yes.
And so you got two Star Bajans of vastly different generations.
Yeah, I was just gonna ask Ronnie about that because yeah. Remember last week, bro, that's only last week Ronnie said, you know, we need to feature different types of young people, you know, not just the singers, actors, whatever, yeah, and got different young people. Only last week he said that. And one thing about Ronnie or Dennis or Randy, these three people in particular, if they say something, don't say something to me, because they're people that I value a lot. But Dennis gone, they still got Ronnie and Randy. But if and Dwayne, God, I can't forget Mr. Dwayne Grisette. God, I can't forget Mr. Dwayne Grisette. Once these people say something, Adrian, right? Don't put it in me, because you know me when they got it. Yeah, so great. And I'm so glad that, you know, Ronnie just asked about that, because look what we met today, this young man. And Mr. Sandy Furr, like you said, two different sides of the spectrums, two different generations completely. You know, Mr. Sandy Furr is a retired teacher. Mr. Blackett is a young man in his very early 20s. Still going whole life ahead of him, but both could appreciate each other. Different areas that they are all both working, but both brilliant in their own right. So I think it's wonderful. Look, Ronnie, when he was asking for, something different, right, Ronnie? And they must call it upon this, because you can be honest by radio. Very honest. Like, radio's be a funny thing, Adrian. So when Ronnie was asking for other people different, I was wondering, like, if you speak to an engineer or something from the Radio Man Rhyme Show, how we could tie that into culture. I was saying this in my head, I'm being real with you. I was saying how we could fit it, but so glad that Ronnie threw that sprat out there. I want to ask Mr. Clark, though, like, in young persons like this, Ronnie, who doing things outside, how you feel we could incorporate things like this more to further help get more young people enthusiastic about other things other than just bashment or whatever?
For me, it's similar to young people excelling in sport. And immediately people don't see a connection between that young person and culture because they're not excelling in culture. But discipline, training, critical thinking, performance, execution of ideas, studying the greats, all of these things count for a person to be successful in sport, in addition to being gifted and talented and hard work, because there are examples of persons who are gifted and talented but did not work hard enough to maximize the opportunities that they were presented with, and persons who may not be as creative, seemingly instinctively, as the same chosen ones. They work hard on technique and fitness, mental and physical fitness, and approach, and they apply it. And they can have a career that's more successful than those persons who did not fulfill that ability to be giants. So whether you're in banking and finance, whether you're in sport, you could be a cadet or full-time soldier, member of the other disciplined forces, for example, police, fire service. That doesn't mean you're divorced from culture and entertainment, because you will still have that creative side of you, which could become the dominant part of your life in terms of a profession and how you connect with society at large. And you just use those things that you were taught in your other area of expertise and proficiency in entertainment. And even if you don't take to the stage, you may be able to advise one of your peers, or maybe a person who's older than you, but you have a point to bring to their attention because of your ability to analyze, to look from the outside and point out areas of weakness and where you need to grow. And I don't think that people should discard that such counsel can come from young people. Because like I said, the Apostle Paul told Timothy, see to it that no one looks down on you because you are young. Set an example for the believers in speech, in faith, in purity, and all the endeavors. So clearly, as he was mentoring Timothy, he made it a point, see to it that no one looks down on you because you are young. Not just because you're young, but because you're being equipped with the knowledge and the ability to lead. And leading does not mean that you have a designation of a manager or a political representative in either of the two houses, but you must be a leader in your life, and you must be willing to be led as well. But serving is where real leadership is. And if you have that skill to give and to distribute service to other people, then you really will be a leader. So we don't always have to look for singers, because when you look at singers and dancers and other creatives, they too have other areas that they may not be known for.
True.
Which eventually could be the things that keep them. And I say that because in Barbados right now, it's difficult for artists, performers, and creatives to maintain themselves in a traditional way. But the world has always been a potential market for us if we're willing to take our talent and skill. The fact is, there are black artists, whether African, Caribbean, American, that are not known in the areas from which they come, but are excelling in Scandinavia, excelling in other parts of Europe, in Asia, and they have been able to make their presence felt there without the approval and even support of the same people that they are representing as ambassadors through their talent.
That is a fact.
Given their experience of, in inverted commas, not making it here. And I say that to entertainers in particular in Barbados. Because sometimes the fine artists, they find it much easier. I'm not saying it's easy in terms of getting an opportunity, But they seem to have more courage and acceptance of what can be done, showing their work outside. Okay. Because what the Caribbean and Africa has to offer is so different from what Europe creates. And every day, if you look at the news close enough, you'll see artifacts from Africa being returned, or discussions about returning. Then you look at what is being returned and you look at the work, you say, wow. And for those who seem to have forgotten, Egypt is in Africa. So when you look at the pyramids, you're looking at African work, okay? And up to now, nobody can seem to replicate that level of engineering. If we have an aeronautics engineer specialist here, he will appreciate the pyramids, maybe in a technical way, he should, more than I do. And I'm still scratching my head. So that's what I'm saying. Bringing a diversity of young people is necessary because they are going to lead us while we're still alive at a relatively young age. 50 is still a relatively young age. 50 is the new 20. Only joking. But they're going to lead our children. And they're going to lead our children's children. So we can't allow the threshold for them to break through to be rising all the time or set too high. That classic thing about they want experience, but how can I get some if they won't give me the opportunity? So a forum like this should encourage them. And of course, you've got NTI back in the program. And they've seen that. Last week we were discussing over 100 programs that are relative and functional for all people today, especially young people, and give them a sense of accomplishment and achievement that is practical, not developing a certificate that shows that you spent a number of years in an institution. And because we do not determine you as being one who can get the number of certificates that get regional recognition, we're going to create something just for you to have something to take home. That's not the case with the NTI. And the same way you brought people who are left of center, as people traditionally call that type of move, so too the type of things that NTI is partnering with you with. So that creates more opportunity. And I must tell you, if I had the opportunity to be 18 again, I would love the chances that are being offered in that regard. I really would.
Yeah, I still agree.
You just hit the nail on the head. And let me just add to what you were saying, because, you know, we like to separate these things with this body is an arts student and this body is a science student or this body is a business student. But Shakir explained what he does as problem solving. And what is creativity if not problem solving? Creativity is the basis of everything that we do.
Yes.
All of it, whether you're in the sciences, whether you're in the arts, whether you're in business and entrepreneurship, you are using your creativity to solve problems. And Mr. Sandiford talked about the challenge that he perceives today in terms of maybe a lack of ambition or a lack of the creativity to see the possibilities for their lives or for your lives. Shakir had support in his life, which allowed him to believe and to dream and to go and take it. And Ronnie, you're so right. The NTI has these opportunities there right now for any Bajan who has the mindset, the belief, and who has the ambition, and who want to try their hand at something to go and develop.
At your own pace. Yes. At your own pace, Adrian.
On that note, definitely a message for the youth. Nothing is too big. Nothing is too audacious. You put your mind to it and put your best foot forward and it will happen.
Shakir, can I
always
say...
believe in yourself.
Can I say to you, and this is something as a real old school hip hop MC from day one, been in rap for the longest time. I think the majority of Barbadians that listen to me now may not even be aware of my history and the culture. Now, in that culture, there is the impression that being educated, having morals, being grounded, being respectful, speaking well, and forging relationships and networks with sectors of society that are seen as the enemy is not cool. It's not trending. It's not real. It's not street. It's not ghetto. It's not down. I don't have to explain what down means. Everybody understands that understands. So it's when you see that pattern of thinking, back in the day, things like A Different World, which was a comedy, The Cosby Show, and then Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, those things showed a different type of experience for black young people. And in as much as it made serious social statements, it also said that we have not only now been everything, as opposed to thrown into a particular stereotype. Go back hundreds of years, we've been kings, we've been rulers, we've been dynasties. That's why other people like Public Enemy in particular with Chuck D, Boogie Down Productions with KRS-One, they started to rap about the things to remind black youth, this is who we are, and this is how we can be. Yes, you challenge establishment when it's being unfair to you, but speaking well, being educated. We look whenever you look at the list of black inventions by black people, the everyday things that we take for granted. We invented most of the things that people see as being purposeful and useful at a time when they couldn't vote. They couldn't own land.
Couldn't go to school.
They couldn't eat or drink in certain establishments. Couldn't even go to university. True. Or, in the event they did, they had to sit way in the corner by themselves and be slighted by the same educators. So, it's great to see someone like you. I have five children. I've got three daughters, two of whom graduated first class.
Yes,
and because congrats. And their friends have certain types of ambition too. It doesn't mean that they only stay in that particular circle, because you still have to go out. And when you go out, and having come from a school system where there's everybody there, that talent and brightness and accomplishment is not limited to certain types of people, and their ability to mix, especially from a racial perspective, is freer and more fluid than it would have been, let's say, for their grandparents, and to a lesser extent, the people who were parents and age like me. So it's great to see you being comfortable in being decent, yes, in being honest and trustworthy and considerate, because those things count. They count. And people who may be in a scenario which is heated, it could be aggressive, violent, and hostile, still need to be shown that from a spiritual perspective and from a civic perspective, there is a better way. And every person that is like you shows that there's a better way.
Yes.
Thank you so much. I agree.
Yeah, no problem with it. But what I ask, Adrian.
Yes,
what,
I mean.
What do you want to ask, Mr. Sandiford? And after Mr. Sandiford, I want you to explain about this citizenship. That's what we want you to talk about before we leave here, the citizenship course on the NTA. And I marvel at how easy the courses are to do, not in terms of content, in terms of convenience. That's why marveling at still rolling. How conveniently easy. Like, I could do 10 minutes a day and learn a lot, right? So when you speak about your citizenship and the fact that and stuff like that, but first, what I want to hear from Sandiford, right, bro? Mr. Sandiford, how both teaching and singing in folk chorales, how those two different careers help each other, and how can they help us as a society today? I know it's getting a little deep, sir, but I want to know how teaching and being a sound like a folk around, how they both have each other, because he was working with children, Adrian, and working with children, as we know, is not no easy feat. I've done it for so many years and still got on stage, Adrian. This is something you will know. Trying to work with young people, then got on stage after and smile. You understand, it is no easy feat. So, Mr. Sandiford, please, I want to know how both professions help each other and how can they, in turn, help us as a society? Because we need solutions from people like you, sir. Well, thank you in advance for answering.
Sluggy?
Yes, please.
You psychic? You psychic?
No.
Are you psychic?
No, but people say that a lot. But I don't think so. I just think that when you move in love, we speak the same language. And that's something Adrian could tell about. Nothing we be having conversations. I know we call names that he's thinking about. But I just believe that when you walk in love and when you move in love, we can all speak the same language. So that's all it is. There ain't nothing supernatural. But to everybody that believe in those things, I also agree with you.
Listen, I was here thinking. Uh-huh. I was here thinking. When you all were talking to the young man and about the young man, I was thinking that with us, right? What you're talking about did not start with teaching or with singing in the folk choral or with acting.
Okay.
This started from when I was a boy like him. I had belonged to the Scouts. I had belonged to the Crusaders. I was on the debating team at school. I love art. I learned from young to pursue the things your interest, to pursue the things that you like. And once you measure your time correctly and spread and do the things that you love and do them, find a way of fitting them in, it will help in your development. I was noticing from the time I was young that the guys that didn't do much, didn't have time, but the ones that did a lot, the time multiplied for them. You always find the time to do what you're going to do if you want to do what you're going to do. The ones that didn't do anything, never had the time to do anything. So it's something that you have to instill from a child. You cannot wait till you get an adult for the folk choral or for drama or for BAM, the art group that I was in. You can't, or the drama group, or green room, or stage one. You can't wait till you get a man to learn to balance that time. You have from young to balance it, and things like the Scouts. Big up to the Scouts. Big up to the guys. Big up to church groups. And big up to the church.
Love that.
Having a grounding in the church and the church life makes you a better individual. You will always have something to fall back on when you get older.
So nice.
I must get this in before the show is not to be over until I get in this.
Go ahead, buddy.
The young man just gave a message to the young people. I'm going to give one to the older people. Young people cannot raise themselves. I will repeat that. Young people cannot raise themselves. So old people must not sit back. Or when I say the older ones, adults cannot sit back and say young people are bad or young people are not doing this, young people are not doing that, and criticize the young people. And I expect them to be good. I expect them to be progressive. The older people have to help raise the younger people. You have to be in there with them. You have to guide them. You cannot say I old and I do all that I had to do. So that is them business. Let them do what they want to do.
Love that.
The fellas in my district will tell you that I stop and I talk to them. Sometimes I sit down.
Always.
And I deal with them. We have to raise the youth.
Yes.
And it's perhaps because of lack of guidance that a lot of our young people are going astray. And kudos to whoever helped raise the young man. I don't want to risk calling his name to call it wrong, but whoever was his mentors and was our his guides and her his support, well done to them.
Yes, big up to all the teachers. And big up to mommy. Now before I hand over to Adrian, just want everybody know, all you have to do is WhatsApp me now, 236-3534. Here what we have to do on Busy Rhythm and Rhyme, I have 12 assorted cupcakes. And they have 6 juices and punches from Unique Cooking. And I also have a pair of wireless earpods, all free. Just WhatsApp me now. 236-3534. No questions asked, anything. No, Adrian, someone mic is keeping a lot of noise. Everybody mute, please. Adrian, I want you to tell me, please, why this citizenship course is important for us to do, and how would it help us? And just want to say, Mr. Sandiford, I need you back on Benjamin and Marine for sure. Adrian, please explain to us why this citizenship course is important to the development of Barbadians.
I got two quick answers for that, Sluggy. One,
no problem, buddy.
It is important to Barbados because Barbados is not the land. Barbados is not the government. Barbados is not the laws, the policies, nothing so. Barbados is the people. And Barbados develops as long as the people develop. Barbados is the citizens, and the consciousness of the citizens of Barbados determines how well Barbados does or doesn't do. And as many people have mentioned and have observed, there seems to be some kind of breakdown in the communication between generations in some aspects, where, as Ronnie and Rudolph have attested, we are not seeing oftentimes the kind of development of consciousness and mindsets that used to be common, or maybe it's not as common as one time. And there are many of us who can benefit from exposure to ideas, principles, values, knowledge, and skills that will not only help us be more successful, more efficient individuals, but if we become better, Barbados becomes better as well. And this citizenship course is designed to help participants gain self-confidence, self-understanding of themselves and their society, how to operate in it for their betterment and for the betterment of those around them. And I gotta add that it is not the citizenship course alone. There are so many other courses, and the two that I like to highlight because of the discussion this evening is one that is called Ignite Your Everyday Creativity.
Yes, yes.
Creativity is at the root of everything. Sciences, art, business, culture, whatever.
Yes.
And it is something that you can, a lot of people don't understand this, but creativity is something that you can work on and develop and improve. And then there's a course called the Growth Mindset. Real quickly, what a growth mindset is a mindset that when it is met with a challenge, it doesn't say, oh shoot, this here is hard, I don't know if I could do this. A person with a growth mindset, when they meet a challenge, when they meet a difficulty, start to get enthusiastic. They start to get excited. It ignites some passion in them because a challenge is not viewed as something to be mourned or to feel bad about. A challenge is viewed as an opportunity for learning and an opportunity for growth. And it has been scientifically proven that this growth mindset is something that you can develop with the aid of special courses, and the NTI is providing a course in developing your growth mindset.
Yes, www.nti.org.bb. But let me just say, don't have to rush, because next week I'm going to have more information from the NTI. So, and you can look on BIM Got Talent on all BIM Got Talent social platforms, and we will have all the NTI information. So, people, you don't have to worry. Adrian already made his promise to me. Someone will come next week again and explain more about the NTI. I already have Adrian's word, so thank you for that. I just want to say I got like 25, 26 messages, Adrian.
Wow.
People saying the show got to be 3 hours. Listen to me, I love it, and I'm glad you're all saying it. Get down to Starcom Network, ask for Vilmore, and just talk to Vilmore. I'm glad you all want the show. Ronnie, I want us to give Shakira the parting words. This has been a great show. Ronnie, thank you for throwing these ideas in my head, and I appreciate you, my brother. It's been a great evening. Mr. Sandiford, you have to come back next week. We can't done with you. Mr. Sandiford, I love and appreciate everything you do, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week. Shakira, I'm giving you the final word to take us out, and from all of us, young man, I'm sure Ronnie would thank you as well, but we appreciate you and congratulations on being an outstanding young gentleman representing Barbados. This is Beijing Rhythm and Rhyme. Final word over to Shakira Blackett, an aeronautical engineer. Thanks to the NTA for coming through, Mr. Sandiford. This is your boy, Sluggy Dan. Shakira, the final word is yours. I'm out.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a blast. I just want to say thank you to all those who have supported me, my family, my godmom, Donna, my father, Steve Blackett, my pastor, Marlon Jones. I've had so many support systems in my life, and I just want to say thank you to everyone.
Thank you, Shakira, and thank you, team. God bless you all, and guess what? Barbados I come from.